Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah. Yeah, baby. Yeah.
Here we go. One more remaining here on this hump day, Wednesday. It is the bonus hour. The fourth and final hour of the Bobby Mack Show. Great to have you along. And as always, your input is invited, encouraged, and welcome. Just grab the phone. Use the Ingalls Advantage talk line number, 800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number, 71307. And my email address, bob@1063WORD.com. You know there's a big golf tournament on the horizon when the last major golf tournament of the year, the Open, as they call it in the UK, the British Open, as we call it over here, has television coverage that begins at, what is it, 1:15 or 1:30 tomorrow morning because of the 5-hour time difference between Eastern Daylight Time and the time in Northern Ireland around Ulster, where they are playing at Royal Portrush. It's fascinating to watch how the media will try and make something out of nothing. Brooks Koepka, who has either won or finished second in the last two U.S. Opens and PGA Championships, is a favorite going into the British Open that begins early in the morning for us here, in large measure because the guy who is his caddy is from Ulster in Northern Ireland, where they are playing the tournament, and estimates he has played the golf course 1,000 times. In other words, he's got tons of local knowledge about the Royal Portrush golf course. So Tiger Woods, who knows nothing about that golf course, but who obviously would like to win another British Open, sent Brooks Koepka a text message and said, "Hey, I'd love to play a practice round with you when we get to Northern Ireland." And the response that Tiger received from Brooks Koepka was, because Koepka is as competitive as the next guy, he is quoted as saying, "Finishing second sucks," and he doesn't want to give Tiger Woods any help, any tips that he might pick up playing a practice round with Brooks and his caddy, who knows that golf course probably better than any other caddy in the field. And probably better than any of the other players, except maybe Rory McIlroy, who I think when he was 16 years old, shot 61 on that golf course. But the media is making a big deal out of it. Oh, Brooks Koepka is snubbing Tiger Woods' request to play a practice round with him. And Tiger himself was asked about this. You know, I said, yeah, I sent him a text message. I said, "Can you play a practice round with, you know, when we're over there?" And the reporter said, "Have you heard anything back?" And Tiger grinned and said, "Nope, not a word." But he gets it. He understands what it's all about. So that all starts tomorrow. I'll take Koepka because, you know, this is a guy that seems to have a blueprint for how to play majors. In on the text line, "Hey, Bob, great show as always. I encourage all patriots and true Americans, go to YouTube, send each member of the Odd Squad Merle Haggard song, 'The Fight Inside of Me,' overload their email servers. Rangers lead the way, de oppresso liber," which is the free the oppressed, the Latin motto for the snake eaters. I'm sorry, for the Green Berets. The spec ops guys. Bobby Mack, about Bonnie Prince Charlie and the rest of these climate change freaks, their education far exceeds their intelligence. Bobby, if you believe what the scriptures teach, all of this is nonsense. The world will not end up like these knuckleheads are saying. They should read the Bible a little bit and get some hope for their hopelessness. Yeah, but they're making hundreds of millions of dollars off of this stuff. Now, Bobby, we can probably fix everyone's global warming potential with a simple tax for those who don't believe. Yeah, they haven't thought of that one yet or don't think they could get it through the Congress. Well, if they can't get it through the, they could get it through the House this time. Bobby, I hope we won't keep up with calling the four the squad. It's like repeating a killer's name, just promotes them. I'm all for promoting them. Don't misunderstand me. I'm just like the president's White House. I want these people front and center as the face and the voice of the Democrat Party going into 2020. Pelosi, on the other hand, not so much. Easy to understand why. I mentioned this earlier in the week from the National Sentinel. Internal Democrat poll reveals that AOC and the Odd Squad are destroying the party's chances of winning swing states in 2020. The so-called Democrat Socialist wing of the Donkey Party is so toxic with voters in critical swing states, it's becoming extremely difficult to win next year, according to a new internal Democrat Party poll. As reported by Axios, which is a leftist website, the survey discovered that AOC and Ilhan Omar are not the popular little socialist firebrands their outsized media love would indicate. AOC is recognized by 74% of voters and has an approval rating of 22%. Omar, recognized by 53% of voters and has an approval rating of 9%. Further, the poll shows voters understand what socialism is, and 69% view it unfavorably, while just 18% view it favorably. And yet we see stories all over the internet all the time. Oh, increasing support for socialism, blah, blah, blah. Not. Capitalism, meanwhile, viewed favorably by 56% of responders and negatively by 32%. The unpopularity is so bad, in fact, that Democrats' chances of retaining control of the House, let alone defeating President Trump, are dim. If all voters hear about is AOC, it could put the majority at risk, said a top Democrat source. A source adding, socialism is toxic to these voters. Axios says the survey is important because it shows that Democrats are sounding the alarm that swing voters know and dislike socialism, warning it could cost them the House and the presidency. AOC and Omar, along with Rashida Tlaib and Ayanna Pressley, form the socialist-leaning Odd Squad, as I call them, that has become House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's worst nightmare. Their outsized attention and following beginning to define who Democrats are to the detriment of the entire party. You bet. You know, if Americans look at everybody in the Democrat field as being on board. And look, you know, the last time they had their so-called debate, you know, everybody said, oh, you in favor of free health care for illegals? Oh, hands shoot up. Yeah, free health care for everybody. Swell. Quarter after six here on the Bobby Mac Show. Take a quick break here. Boneheads in the news is still to come as well here on Hump Day.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, Dan.
Lady Madonna, Beatles. And it said the Beatles on the record label when it came out, but it was really just Paul McCartney and the late Billy Preston who got together on this one. 6:21 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Bobby, in on the text line, last night at 2 and then 4:45, my phone rang, and it showed the call was from all places, France. Only rang twice, then stopped. In an hour and 45 minutes, it's going to be 2 a.m. in La Francais, and I'm going to repay the favor to Mr. Mon Ami. I hope they enjoy getting up as much as I did. Jim, how do you misdial twice internationally? Who knows? Bobby, I'm so tired of global warming. It burns me up. Yeah, I hear you. Bobby, during the last election, people asked me who I was voting for. I told them I was voting for capitalism. Doesn't matter who you vote for as a person, what's critical is what they represent. They either represent socialism, or worse, or capitalism. It's our job as American citizens, permanent residents, to be kind to each other. It's biblical and just good common sense. From Katie. Gotcha. What's this about toothbrushes in here? Oh, here we go. Bobby, just heard on the news they were complaining about not having toothbrushes at the containment centers on the border. If they're really worried about toothbrushes, why didn't they keep the toothbrush that they marched to America with? There you go. Good question. I mention this periodically, but with some regularity. You want to see the future that the feel the burn folks and all the rest of the justice Democrats, whatever they want to call themselves, Democrats, socialists, Marxists is a good way to refer to them as well. You want to see what they have in mind for the entirety of America? Just gaze westward to the Golden State of California, where 19 MS-13 gang members were been indicted in medieval-style California slayings. Oh, by the way, they were in the country illegally, as you may have guessed. Meantime, Nancy Pelosi is busy making sure that Congress passes resolutions condemning the so-called racist language of Donald Trump in his tweets. Are they doing anything about MS-13 gang members? No, too busy. Nearly all of the members and associates of an MS-13 gang charged in the medieval-style slayings of 7 people in California were in the country illegally. I know you're stunned to hear that. The U.S. Attorney's Office in L.A. charging 22 people linked to a subset of the vicious gang that's known as the Fulton Clique, members of which are suspected in nearly 200 crimes in several states over 9 years. We've now taken off the streets nearly 24 people associated with the most violent arm of MS-13 in L.A. Of the 22 defendants, 19 had entered the country illegally in the past 3 or 4 years. Federal prosecutors allege the suspects operated in the San Fernando Valley, an area that recently absorbed an influx of young immigrants from Central America. Under the influence of these young gangsters, younger associates who wanted to become members of MS-13 were required to kill an MS-13 rival or someone perceived to be adverse to MS-13 to be initiated into the gang. In L.A., a clique added new members through an initiation ritual known as jumping in, during which several existing MS-13 members beat up a prospective MS-13 member for 13 seconds while the shot caller counted aloud for those 13 seconds. Beginning in 2017 in L.A., MS-13 members who identified with 503 had been required to murder a rival or other enemy of the group. Authorities said 503 represents the subgroup of MS-13 and is the telephone country code for El Salvador. The brutality involved in some of the alleged killings disclosed in graphic detail by authorities. Four of the killings took place in Angeles National Forest. The slayings were carried out using machetes, bats, and knives. In one case, a member of a rival gang who was believed to have defaced MS-13 graffiti was targeted and had his heart cut out of his chest. On March 6, 2017, the victim, identified only as J.S., was driven to Angeles National Forest, where six MS-13 gang members attacked him with a machete, killing him. The victim was dismembered, and his body parts were thrown into a canyon after one of the defendants allegedly cut the heart out of the victim's body. Taking violent offenders off the street should send a message to MS-13 members and their associates that medieval-style violence and senseless murder will not be tolerated in Los Angeles, said Paul Delacorte, assistant director in charge of the FBI's L.A. field office. Are you kidding me? Won't be tolerated. It has been tolerated for years. They released photos showing MS-13 gang members displaying a machete, gang signs, and guns in various poses. 16 of the 22 people indicted are charged in connection with six murders, which officials said were so heinous, cruel, or depraved that the defendants are eligible for the death penalty. Yeah, right. In California, they never executed Charlie Manson. They had to wait for him to die of old age. Prosecutors have not said whether they intend to seek capital punishment. Well, of course not. Capital punishment is cruel and unusual, don't you know? All 22 of the alleged MS-13 members and associates are in custody. 18 had been apprehended during the last year on a range of federal and state charges. Three were arrested in recent days in the L.A. area by a task force that included FBI agents, LAPD, and L.A. County Sheriff's deputies. Jeez. But Pelosi and the rest of them can spend all day passing a resolution against Trump's tweet language while these guys, these MS-13 gang members, continue to pour in from El Salvador and God knows where and murder people on a wholesale scale across the country, not just L.A. These guys are everywhere. Think they're not here? Come on. 6:29 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Annie's ready to go in the news center. Boneheads in the news immediately follows.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Yeah, a little slow hand in the background. Mr. Clapton, lay down, Sally. 6:37 now, 23 before 7 here on the Bobby Mac Show, the Hump Day Edition. Ready to go, Money Penny? Yeah. Okay, here we go. Time for today's edition of
Boneheads in the News.
Yes, let us begin today's edition of Boneheads in jolly old England, where an entire town recently decided to throw a 10th birthday party for the town cat, Wilbur by name. Wilbur roams around to different businesses all over the place. So they decided Wilbur's birthday was coming up. He was going to be 10. They would throw a big party for him.
Happy
I just think this is great, having a cat and celebrating its 10th birthday. It's amazing.
He is the most beautiful cat in the world.
Cheers to Wilbur. Happy birthday, Wilbur!
It's just wonderful, isn't it? Who would ever have thought that a cat could just bring a community together so well? They've just embraced him, they love him, and that makes me really happy because he's a community cat.
Where's Wilbur? That's a good question. I've been asked that about 50 times tonight. It's probably at the other pub. Who knows? Wilbur is his own cat.
Unfortunately, the big 10th birthday party for Wilbur was minus the guest of honor. Wilbur never showed up for his own birthday party. Seems a shame. Well, let's go further west. How about to San Antonio? Remember the Alamo? Some woman walked into a 7-Eleven there, tried to pay with a toy credit card. You know, like the kind you get in a child's play set. It's not clear whether alcohol was involved or perhaps some pharmaceuticals. Anyway, she also tried to make a call on a toy phone. The cashier was recorded trying to figure this whole deal out here.
She don't want to swipe the card.
I just
let me see that.
Okay.
It said LM Smart. That's like a Toys for Tykes kind of card. She trying to swipe that to get some merchandise. I've been trying to tell her to swipe it. So you can see if you can get some up out of there.
You can't swipe it.
You look at that, it's a plastic card, man. You know what I'm saying? But she thinks it's a real credit card. Man, she out of control, man. Man, you know you can't swipe that.
Well, man, what about this one?
It's the same girl.
There's a debit card.
It's not a real card. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
It's a Toys R Us card. Well, never mind. Meantime, while we're already in Texas, a family from there was posing for a photo at a national park. Apparently, they were recreating a photo of the dad's grandmother, who sadly had recently passed away. But there was a woman off to the side in the photo who decided to photo bomb them by flashing the camera. Family was unimpressed.
We're trying to recreate memories, and having some chick's boob isn't allowing us to do that. There it is, just fully exposed. Had no idea that was going on. I just felt completely disrespected. This person should be held accountable, whether it's knowing that she did is wrong and that kids were there watching. I think this is a big deal. Let's make this go viral so that she can be embarrassed. And I've had criticism on both sides. People are like, oh, who cares? It's just a boob. And I care.
Yeah, well, you can understand her concern with the kids there. A guy in Florida, Ryan Bray is his name, saw a panhandler on the street and said, well, I'll see if I can help this guy out. Hey, buddy, I'll give you $15 an hour to do yard work. The guy said, no thanks. So Ryan, thinking the guy was being somewhat hypocritical, went home, made his own sign, shaming the panhandler for it, then followed him around to let other people know what had happened. Ryan spoke to a reporter about it. All the panhandler would say is that, Well, asking for money isn't against the law.
He reached his arms inside my vehicle, resting them, and said, hey, do you got any money? I said, no, but I have one better for you. He said, absolutely not. Started getting belligerent, cursing, and then as I pulled off, he kicked my tire. I can't have my 13-year-old daughter and my wife driving with their windows up and being berated the entire time if they don't give money. I mirrored him with my sign. Wherever he walked, I walked. I've seen a lot of people give a lot of money, and there's a reason they continually sit here.
This is not against the law.
Well, no, it's not against the law. But, hey, get a job, fella. Get a wife, will you? I saw a guy the other day. One of those signs on the side of the road said, homeless veteran. I thought, yeah, veteran of what? Oh. Meantime, the mayor of Toronto, Canada, you know, they just passed a new noise bylaw in Toronto. Can't have all this loud stuff coming out of cars. The mayor commented on the new bylaw, repeated something apparently his wife had said.
My wife has explained this many times to me as being simply an outcropping of the inadequacies that certain people feel, mostly men who drive these cars around. I will go no further than that.
Okay. Oh, there you go. That's the mayor's take on that. Elsewhere in Boneheads this evening, you know, there are a few things that make people turn their heads and stare. Few things that make them really look at you funny, like, well, a bad rug, you know, a bad hairpiece. And when you're a criminal, well, the last thing you want to do is attract attention to yourself. You don't want people staring at you, right? A guy arrested last month on a flight from Bogota, Colombia to Barcelona, Spain. Yeah, the point of origination may be a crucial element in this story, Bogota. Police were suspicious of him because of his ridiculously high toupee. So they decided to search the guy, discovered why his hair was riding so high on his head. There was a bag of cocaína under it, glued to his bald head. Couldn't have been a real good look. There was about 33 grand worth of cocaine under the rug. Yeah, he was arrested for drug smuggling. How about this? You know, 8-year-old me is outraged to see Bagel Bites disrespected in this kind of manner. 49-year-old Roger Brittenpolf, what the heck, from Springdale, Arkansas, Sunday afternoon stole a box of Bagel Bites from the freezer at a Dollar Tree store. Manager chased him outside. Roger assaulted the manager by whacking him on the head with his box of Bagel Bites. Then he ran off to hide at a Wendy's nearby, wound up slapping a woman while he was in there. He's arrested. Robbery, assault, resisting. Did I mention alcohol may have been involved? Public intoxication, drunk and disorderly, disrespecting the notion that when pizza's on a bagel, you can eat pizza anytime. There you go. Oh, finally, guy in Vancouver bought him a brand new McLaren. Well, they are hot cars, you know, they really go. This one cost over $250,000. He bought it earlier this month. 10 minutes after he bought it, pulled over, going in excess of 100 miles an hour. Got a ticket. By the way, the car has been impounded. Well, we got 10 minutes worth out of it. There you go. That is the Wednesday edition of
Boneheads in the News.
14 before 7 here on the Bobby Mac Show.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Rock on, brother.
You got it. At least for the next 5 or 6 minutes here until we wrap up the Hump Day edition of the Bobby Mack Show here on WORD in the bonus hour. I saw this piece today, and it sparked a kernel of interest in me because I always had been interested in what happened to TWA Flight 800. And I did a couple of interviews at the time from some people who had done some investigative work into it. And so when I saw this piece today, I thought I would bring it in and share it. It was at a website called Connecticut Post, and then it was reposted by Real Clear Politics by Robert Davey, entitled What Really Happened to TWA Flight 800. Last Thursday marked the 22nd anniversary of the crash of TWA Flight 800, a Boeing 747, which exploded and crashed into the ocean only 12 minutes after leaving Kennedy Airport on an overnight flight to Paris, July 17, 1996. All 230 aboard were killed. Steve Snyder, the senior captain, was from Stratford, Connecticut. Richard Campbell, the senior flight engineer, lived in Ridgefield. Seven of the passengers were also Connecticut residents. I reported on the crash and investigation for the Fairfield County Weekly and then for the Village Voice. In the early days, it seemed very likely that a terrorist bomb was responsible. My first story was an interview with Isaac Yeffit, a former head of security for El Al Airlines, who criticized the lackadaisical baggage screening at U.S. airports. Now, bear in mind, this is pre-9/11, of course. Later, I interviewed Tom Dougherty, a retired supervisor for Suffolk County, who said he had heard two explosions, then seen a streak of light like a flare or fireworks shoot up to the south as he left a restaurant close to the ocean at the time of the accident. It corrected itself on an angle and went higher, and I said, my God, what kind of fireworks is this? I reported on a naval warship seen off Long Island earlier that afternoon that the Navy, FBI, and National Transportation Safety Board all declined to comment on. The agency also failed to explain how it was that some insulation material outside the huge, almost empty center fuel tank had melted in the first moments of the event, suggesting the presence of intense heat above the tank before it exploded. All of this raised questions about the NTSB's theory that a short circuit outside the tank produced excess voltage on wiring inside the tank, which somehow generated a spark that ignited fuel vapors produced by a tiny amount of fuel in the tank. But the short circuit theory was not likely. The electrical resistance inside the tank would likely have stopped any stray voltage in its ranks. I believe there was an accident during a military exercise of some kind. Dougherty was one of scores of eyewitnesses, some of them along the Connecticut shoreline, 50 miles from the crash site, who saw an upward-shooting streak. The NTSB's explanation of what they saw is laughably unbelievable. Four unidentified service vessels were picked up on aircraft radar, suggesting the vessels were large. One, the closest to the 747's flight path, was cruising at 30 knots. None of these ships came to the rescue when the plane crashed. They all vanished. The airliner was powered by Jet A kerosene fuel. With only 50 gallons inside the nearly 13,000-gallon tank, the NTSB knew there were fewer fuel molecules in the air than would be ideal for ignition, called a lean mixture. In the NTSB and FAA's archives of civilian aircraft fuel tank explosions or fires since the 1950s, the agencies have blamed only one crash on an electrical spark in a fuel tank, and that is TWA Flight 800. Isn't it time for the truth about this tragedy? I suspect there is substantially more there than the NTSB or the FBI or any of the other agencies that investigated this have disclosed to the American people to this point. Thanks so much for being along today. Got to wrap things up for this evening. I hope you have a great one, and I will see you back next time. God bless.
That's all, folks.
Well, kids, that's our show for today. And now, in the words of Mr. Cole Porter,
every time we say goodbye,
goodbye.
You say goodbye.
What?
And I say hello.
Hello. I must be going. I must be going.
So long, farewell, our feet are saying goodbye. I leave and heave a sigh and say goodbye.
Goodbye to you.
I'll be back.
Goodbye to you.
Goodbye.
Broadcast day.
I go take my siesta now.
Goodbye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.